Wednesday, Parshas Vayigash, Shir Lamed Beis.
Rabbi said we're learning the sugya of Chuppah Koina. The sugya starts in Daf Hey Amid Aleph and moves over to Daf Hey Amid Beis. Rav Huna says Chuppah is Koina. We saw it already. Truth be told, on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara said Minyan of the Reish Lemutemai, and on the Disciple Lemutemai, I'll call upon him. Over here, the Gemara says Rav Huna's Shita is Chuppah is Koina from Kal V'Chomer. It seems like Rav Huna does get a little support in the end of the Gemara from Abaye. We'll have to see the Gemara down there, but Abaye seems, Rava seems to attack Rav Huna and Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, I have answers. So do we paskin like Rav Huna or not? Truth be told, the Rambam doesn't even make any mention of this whole thing. Is Chuppah Koina or not? Chuppah does Nisuin, that we know, that's obvious. Does Chuppah do Kiddushin? The Rambam doesn't make any mention of it. So the Maariz says, I'll tell you why, because the Rambam holds that there's no way that Chuppah can be Koina. It's not Shayach Chuppah can be Koina. Why not? Because the Rambam holds Chuppah's Nida doesn't work. Why not? You need a Chuppah Ruya Labia. So can Chuppah do Kiddushin? Can't do Kiddushin because Kiddushin, after Kiddushin, an Isha is Asur Labayla. Kalab Labracha Asur Labayla Kanida. So how can Chuppah do Kiddushin? If you need a Chuppah Ruya Labia. Therefore, the Rambam says it doesn't work. So the Rambam argues on Rav Huna. Doesn't paskin like Rav Huna. That's what the Maritz says. Now, we have many reasons why we would have said not like the Maritz. First of all, in the Havimini that Chuppah is going to be Kain, is Chuppah just going to do Kiddushin, or is Chuppah also going to do Nisuin? Depends on how you go, right? One pshat in the Tosis HaRosh, which we saw, which we'll see again, says Chuppah goes all the way. One Chuppah goes all the way. One Chuppah is going to go all the way. So is the Chuppah HaRu'uya Labiya? Yeah, just like every other chuppah, it's Ruya Labiya. Right? Because right after the chuppah, you're a Nesua. So therefore, I would say that chuppah, and even if chuppah is only doing Kiddushin, we said a svara yesterday, that you only need chuppah Ruya Labiya if your chuppah is coming to do Nisuin, but a chuppah is coming to do Erisin, doesn't need Ruya Labiya. That if chuppah is coming to do just Kinyin, so then Enachanami, it only needs Ruya Labiya if it's coming to make you Ishtoy L'chol Davar, then it needs to be Ruya Labiya. But in that, so therefore, we thought that maybe there's no astira, Rav Huna, to this concept of the Rambam that you need chuppah, that's Ruya Labiya. So then why does the Rambam not paskin like Rav Huna? Why does he not bring Rav Huna? We'll have to come up perhaps in the course of our conversations with other reasons. Now, we had said that Rashi is mashma a little different than the Tosfos. Rashi is mashma that what happens is yikna nami kan biloy erusin. The kinyan happens without erusin. What happens is chuppah, according to Rav Huna, that it's going to work, is going to work without erusin. I think it was Yoni that asked the question yesterday, the chori should have a problem of dayoy, we'll have to maybe deal with that. Akoponim chuppah is koina beloy erusin. We said that that means that it's not the pshat that you have erusin, you skip out on erusin. It's a little different than we saw. The Tazer Rosh we saw says chuppah will do both. It sounds like Rashi is saying you don't need it. We were masbir, according to Rashi, that the relationship between when you deal with erusin and Nisuin is as follows. Erusin is like a hazman, it's like a reservation. You can make a reservation, and then and Nisuin is when you start eating, right? You make a reservation is Kiddushin, or Nisuin is Erusin, and the Nisuin is when you actually start the Ishus. What is Nisuin? It is Ishus, it's living together, bringing her into your house is a form of Ishus. That's where they're living together under one roof. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. The rabbi brings her into her house. That's it. We're now married. So that's all Nisuin is. Chuppah is just Machnisa Lebeisai. So therefore, says Rav Huna, you could do that without just skip out on the reservation. I walk into a restaurant and I say, are there any available tables? Bang! I sit down and start eating. I don't make a reservation. So to over here, you could do Chuppah, which is Ishus, without any form of Erusin. That's the pshat, the choyro we were saying, according to Rashi. Someone asked the question, why do you have to pay full price? And then Yaakov Weinstein said, it depends how important your reservation is. You make a reservation for a plane, you also have to pay full price. You make a reservation for an Isha, you have to pay full price. That's going to be the pshat according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it seems like there's a Tchilas Kinyan and a Soif Kinyan. The pshat is you start with Kiddushin, and it's already Kesef Miknosai with Kiddushin, but it's for sure Kesef Miknosai when you hit Nisuin. Nisuin is the completion of your acquisition. The beginning of your acquisition happens with Kiddushin, and it's stages. As opposed to Rashi, it's two totally different things. You're right. That's the Kal V'Chomer. You need the Kal V'Chomer to do that. Well, yeah. That's the question we have to do.
Trying to say that maybe Rashi is says it players, and maybe there's kedushin.
Wait, we'll get to that. It's still skipping out on something, it seems though. Below Erison. So it seems that that's why everyone needs a Kavah Chaimer. You wouldn't do it, otherwise you wouldn't have the Kavah Chaimer. The problem is as follows. Okay, Rabbi said this is what we wanted to say. We said perhaps Nafkamin is between Rashi and Tosfos as follows. Do you need Edim L'Kiyume on Chuppah? It's not clear. You need Edim L'Kiyume on Kedushin, that's clear. A person makes a reservation. We want the reservation to stick. Is the reservation a good reservation or not? You need Edim L'Kiyume in order to make that reservation. You need Edim L'Kiyume on a get. Do you need Edim L'Kiyume on Misas Habal? If the husband dies, if there's no Edim there, did he die? Is she mutter? The answer is yes. Why? Because it's not about creating something, it's about a reality. The reality exists. So I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Michal Shurkin, Shlita, he said, Chuppah's the same thing! Chuppah's a reality! They're in the same house! You don't need Edim for if they're living together, they're living together. That is what Chuppah is. Like Koidah Matan Torah, whether Edim L'Kiyume, Koidah Matan Torah? No, so Acha Matan also, if chuppah is just that reality of them living together, it doesn't need edim. So maybe it's because we're being chleshish for shitas of Tosfos and in Echanami, you don't really need edim. Maybe it's we're being chleshish for Tosfos. Tosfos says that nisuin is the continuation of the process of the acquisition. The acquisition is going to need edim. The beginning of the acquisition needs edim. The end of the acquisition needs edim. You need edim kuma for both of them. That's shitas Tosfos. But Rashi perhaps argues another nafkamina could be the following thing. Kedushin needs Amira. Does Chuppah need Amira? When you're Mekadosh and Ishu, say, Remekudeshas li betabah zu kedas meshuv Yisrael. Does Chuppah need Amira?
It's not Kedushin.
What?
It's doing the whole thing.
It's not Kedushin.
It's not.
The standard case, it definitely needs
Kedushin. It does need or does?
When it's going as Nisuin, no.
Why not?
Doesn't need it.
Why not?
Because what are you doing? You're just, it's a nice issue.
You're not reserving, or you're just...
Like, Kedushin, you're reserving because you have to make an Amira.
So if you say, like, Rashi, then we can understand very well, doesn't need an Amira. It's just when a person writes a get, gives a get, maybe needs an Amira. When the husband dies, does he have to say, I'm dying? I'm dying, so your mutter? No, he's dead. So it has nothing to do with the Amira. It has to do with the reality. So like Rashi, the Chor Chuppah doesn't need an Amira. Hashem Kain, according to Tosfos, it might depend. You could hear that Chuppah might need, maybe you could say, I'll rely on the Amira of the Kedushin, that will blibe an Amira also for the Nisuin, or maybe you do need it. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the following thing. If Chuppah is going to be Koina, Chuppah needs an Amira. Like Rashi, that might not be true. Because you're not, Chuppah is just skipping out on the original plot. And then it won't need an Amira.
No, okay. Rashi for sure holds it being Koina. Rashi does Yiknami Kam.
Right, it doesn't need Erisin.
But it's Yiknami.
And Echanami, but it's Yiknami because you're doing Ishus. The Ishus is the Kenyan. Happens automatically. Okay. The problem, Rabbi, say, with everything we said is the following thing. If you look in Rashi on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Rashi over there says, Lim'ut says, Minyana the Reisha Lim'ute Chuppah. Says, Rav Huna the Sabah Chuppah is Koine Mekal V'Choymer, Lim'ute Chalipin. What is the case where we're coming to say Lim'ute Chuppah? Says Rashi, Imasra lo avia l'chuppah l'shem kedushin eina mekudeshes bekach. If he gives her l'chuppah l'shem kedushin eina mekudeshes, what did Rav Huna say? How does chuppah work? Beloy erusin. So according to Rav Huna, are you giving her over l'shem kedushin? You're skipping out on that whole erusin thing. So why does Rashi say maser l'chuppah l'shem kedushin? That's not what you're doing. We said according to Rashi, maybe you don't need an amira, you don't need edim. You're just skipping out on the whole thing. We ask the question of Dayoi, okay, but Rashi over there on Dav Gimelah seems to say the chuppah is done l'shem kedushin.
That's before Rav Huna.
But this Rashi is coming to, you're right, but this is coming to say we argue on Rav Huna. What's the case that we argue on Rav Huna? It would appear that we're talking about in the same case as Rav Huna. We're doing l'shem kedushin. That's what it would appear, Avi. You're right, we're not going in Rav Huna, that might be a way, like a lead on how to get out of this problem. But L'Chayra, we're coming to say, we hold not like Rav Huna, which means in this case, Eina Mekudeshes, Rav Huna holds in this case, Mekudeshes. What are you doing? L'shem Kedushin. So it seems to be that this is a little bit of a problem. Rabbi Baruch Finkel asked this question, a stira in Rashi. Rashi Baya says, it's you got it? Yeah. It says, beloy erusin. Rashi over here says, l'shem kedushin. So Ani HaKotim would like to suggest a very big chiddush, but I'd like to suggest that there's a difference between kedushin and erusin. Your whole life, you've been told, and everyone will tell you, kedushin and erusin are the same thing. I have one little problem with that. So why do we have two words, one kedushin, one erusin? if they're the same thing, why does it say kedushin? Why over here does Rashi say l'shem kedushin, and over there Rashi says below erusin? Why are there two words? There's no such thing, I don't think, in Kol HaTorah Kula as two words that mean exactly the same thing. They're similar. They might have similar. They might bring about similar realities, but they're not identical. I'd like to suggest that kedushin and erusin are two different things. And Rashi is saying, Rav Huna is saying, you're claiming the beloy erusin. Aber, it's l'shem kedushin. What does that mean? That means the following thing. Erusin, perhaps, means the woman is reserved. She's reserved. I'm reserving you. She's off the market, folks. No one should be reading her shidduchim anymore. She is reserved. Now, what happens when a woman is reserved? What happens to her? She becomes usher. Usher kol ne'amakir hektish. So kedushin is the iser akule alma. Erusin is the act that I'm doing of reservation. So I want to reserve her, and by reserving her, making her usher. Says Rashi, when I do chuppah, I'm skipping out on the whole reservation thing. Forget the reservation, no reservation, she's mine. But I have to do it with the creation of the Isser. I have to still have to create the Isser Akulei Alma Kehektish. So if reserving her makes Isser, so Ishus for sure makes Isser. If I actually marry her, for sure makes Isser. So therefore, Rashi says I have to have Kedushin, but no Erusin. Erusin just means the reservation. Chuppah is the Ishus itself, it's not the reservation. So therefore, I could have Chuppah without Erusin. But it has to be the same kedushin. I have to be making the iser. Then now she's also kulei alma kehektish. I have to tell the lady you're becoming iser. Why? You're reserving me? No, I'm taking you. We're starting ishus, and that's going to make you iser kulei alma.
Kedushin is the maisa, and erusin is the chalos.
No, I would actually say the other way around. Erusin is the maisa. I'm reserving you. And the kedushin is the result. What happens when I reserve you? It's chal iser. So the chalos is the iser. Kedushin, erusin is the maisa, you are reserved for me. We are engaged, that means that you're reserved. What happens when we do that? You become usher. So, the way you're breaking it down is correct, just the opposite. In other words, when he's doing it beloy erusin, you're not doing a maisa erusin, but you're going to create a chalois kedushin, l'shem kedushin. Ken Zayin, that perhaps will be pshat according to Tosfos. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So the Gemara has this Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer is Ma Kesef She'ena Goymer Koina Chuppah She'goymer is in a Din She'tikneh. That was the Kal V'Chomer. We saw that Rashi and Tosfos Riazok and two different pshatim. Rashi's pshat is Ma Kesef She'ena Goymer LaHoitzi. Tosfos Riazok and pshat is Ma Kesef She'ena Goymer. It's not Goymer the Kinyan. We said it's also l'shitasam, and whether or not it's a tchilas kinyan or a soif kinyan, Rashi holds there's no such thing as starting a kinyan. It all happens, it's just a reservation. Al Kolponim says the Gemara, I got a problem with your Kal V'Chomer. Ma'al Kesef Shekein Poitin by Ekdeshus V'Maiser Sheini. Maybe Kesef is different, it has a Ma'al Yusa. It's Poitin has. So it's going to be a Toychiach. Ma'al Abir Shekein Koina B'Yavama. Kesef Yochiach. Chazor Adin, Lorei Zeh, Korei Zeh, Lorei Zeh, Korei Zeh, Tzad Shav Shem, Shekoina Ba'alma V'Koina Kan. Afan Evi Chupesh, Shekoina Ba'alma V'Koina Kan. So the Gemara, Ma'al Tzad Shav Shem, Shekein, Hanason Miruba, Shtar Yochiach. Ma'al Shtar Shekein, Moitzeh, Bevas Yisrael. Kesef Ubiyo Yochichu. Chazor Adin, Lorei Zeh, Korei Zeh, Lorei Zeh, Korei Zeh, Tzad Shav Shem, Shekoina Ba'alma V'Koina Kan. Afan Evi Chupesh, Shekoina Ba'alma V'Koina Kan. Says the Gemara, Ma'al Tzad Shav Shekein, Yesh Nam Bal Korcha. Rav Huna Kesef, Mia, Be'ishas, Loi Ashkechan Bal Korcha. Okay, we got to get into what that exactly was, that conversation. We're going to do that tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem, B'li Neder. Rav Huna saying, Ishus Balkorcha, what does that work? It's reference to our Sugyan Amar Aleph. But now we get to Amar Rava. Shtei Tshuvos B'Davar. Rava says, I got two answers to you. What's he coming to do? He's coming to argue with Rav Huna. Shtei tshuvas bedavar. Chada de shalosh tanana arba loitnat. Listen, fact is, the Mishnah says, Isha niknis, how many ways? Three, kesef tanana arba. It doesn't make any mention of chuppah. Chada shalosh tanana arba loitnat. V'oid, chlum chuppah goymeres ela al yedei kedushin? V'chigamri chuppah shalaya de kedushin. Mish, can you get me the whiteboard? Do you know where it is? Is that okay? You want to drive? Can you find it? But, oh, wait. Want to check the library? If it's not in the library, just come back. Small whiteboard. Mary Simcha? I guess that'll work. How could you do that? Hold on a second. Klum chuppah goymeres ela al yedei kedushin. V'chi gamrinan chuppah shaloi al yedei kedushin. Mechuppah shal yedei kedushin. He's asking a question. It's not fair. The kavachomer is not good. It's not a good kavachomer. Chuppah only works al yedei kedushin. Klum chuppah goymeres ela al yedei kedushin. How can you make this kavachomer? Two kashas. First of all, it only says in Mishnah 3, so I don't know how you could say 4. I mean, even if it makes sense, but our Mishnah says no. Second of all, it doesn't even make sense. Your Kavachomer doesn't make sense. You're learning Chuppah Al Yidei Kedushin, the Chuppah Shalai Yidei Kedushin, you can't do that. It's not fair. Amalei Abai answers. Adika Amrit Gimel Tanan Dalad Loitanan Milsa de Ksiva Behedya Ktani. Milsa de Ksiva Behedya Ktani. Only things that are. What does it mean, Ksiva Behedya? Ksiva Behedya where? In the Pasuk. So Kesef Shtar and Biyar all Mefurish. Chuppah is being learned from Kavachomer, whatever. We're not learning it. It's not Mefurish. No, everybody say. This is going to be a big problem for who?
The Rambam.
Because the Rambam said Kesef. It's Midirei Seifrim. This is, I don't know. The Gemara says it's Behedya. It can't be Midirei Seifrim.
Oh. What about Shtar also?
You have a marker for us?
What about Shtar also?
So the Rambam calls Shtar Diyaraisa. So you could say that's enough Behedya. Okay, but my point is that the Gemara is saying these three are tier one and Chuppah is tier two. How do these three become tier one? You're telling me the Rambam says that Kesef is tier two. And this that you said, chuppah is only goymer kedushin. Rav Huna nami hachi kamar ma kesef sheina goymer acher kesef. Koyina chuppah she goymeres acher kesef in a din shetikne. Gemara answers the question. We'll have to see exactly how the Gemara answers the question. There's two kashas on Rav Huna. One kash is gimel tanan dalad loy tanan. Second kash is klum chuppah goymeres ela al yedei kedushin. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, we saw Rashi on the top of the Alma. Afinia v'chupa shakoyne ba'alma shegomeres liyorsha l'forest nederei yiknam kam beloy erisim. We saw that Rashi already. We made many diukim in that Rashi. Shkenyeshna ba'korcha shakoyne ba'alma via b'yavama shtar b'gerishin kesef v'amevriya kesef b'ishas mi'a lo ashkan ba'alma ba'alkorcha. We're going to have to get back to this Rashi. Let's skip it now. Shnei chuvas v'dover. L'ha da'amret chupa koyne beloy kesef. This is an interesting Rashi. Rava says, Lahada Amrit Chuppah Koine Beloy Kesef. Is that what Rav Huna said? Rav Huna said Chuppah Koine Beloy Kesef? What did Rav Huna say? Chuppah Koine Beloy Erusin. That was the old diak we made in Rashi before. Rashi should say, Lahada Amrit Chuppah Koine Beloy Erusin. Why did he say Beloy Kesef? It's almost like Rav Huna, like Rav, I mean, is understanding that Chuppah is not below Erusin. This would support what Avi Shipper was saying. Avi's saying, well, hold on a second. Only Rav Huna said below Erusin. Everyone else, like, they missed the boat. They didn't get what Rav Huna was saying. They thought Rav Huna was saying that you're kind of l'shem kedushin. No, it's another form of kedushin. Now I understand Rava's kasha. It says kesef shtar bia. It doesn't say chuppah. If I was Rav Huna, you know what I would say to them? Hello, chuppah is not in the same league as kesef shtar and bia. Kesef shtar bia are all forms of what? Erusin. Chuppah is something else. That's why it doesn't belong in the Mishnah. But Rava missed that. Maybe. That's why the Gemara says lemuute chuppah. The Gemara over there also missed that and thought it's the same kedushin. Maybe Avi's right. V'oid, another question. Klum chupa goymeres. The kamer chupa goymeres. Kivin she'ena goymeres el acher kedushin. Hey, chato balodun chupa shalai de kedushin. Mechupa shalai de kedushin. I need another color. Can you? Okay. Here goes, Rabbi Sai. We're going to try to do this. The Gemara made a Kal v'Chomer. Do it this way. I'm going to do this. Okay. This is black. Trick. What's the Kal v'Chomer? Ma Kesef? What's the Kal v'Chomer? Ma Kesef she'ein a Goymer. Right? Kesef is not Goymer, but it is Koine Chupe. I'm going to put a little line through here so we can see the difference. Chupe, which is Goymer. What are we going to say about it being Koine? This is our question mark. This is the box we want to fill. Thank you, sir. This is our Kal v'Chomer. Kesef is not Goymer, it's Koine Chupa, which is Goymer, and it didn't Sheyikne. Now, Rava has a problem with that. He has one problem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says 3, not 4, but his other problem is, hold on a second. When is Chupa Goymer? Only after Kesef. I mean, at the moment, we don't know that it's Goymer otherwise. So, when is it going to be Koine? Oh, come on, you can't do that. You can't move down here and say it's going to be Koine without Kesef. How'd you make that move? You can't make that move. That's Rava's problem. Tosfos seems to be asking a very similar question. And this is, the Achronim asked, look at Tosfos, Chupa Gomeres, Inadin Shetikne Vin Toimer. V'neima Dayoi Asoiv Dina. D'mehecha Maises to Chupa Koine Mishum De Gomeres. Dayoi Lova Menadin Lias Kenidon Ma Lahalan Achar Kesef Avkan Achar Kesef. It sounds like Tosfos is asking the same question as the Gemara. Now that can't be, for two reasons. First of all, because the Gemara asked the question. Second of all, our Gemara makes no mention of Dayoi. Tosfos is saying his kasha is coming from a concept called Dayoi. Dayoi is a rule we have in Kal v'Chomer called Dayoi Lovay Min Hadin Liyos Kenidon. Tosfos says Lema Dayoi Asoiv Din. The Gemara never mentioned Dayoi. So what are the two different questions? So the Achronim say the following thing. I think it's Klor, Rabbi Say. One question is from here to here. That's the Gemara's question. The other question is from here to here. I'll explain. Kesef is Goymer. No. Chupa is Goymer? Yes. So which one's stronger, Chupa or Kesef? Not true.
Different.
Not true. That's the Gemara's Kasha. You can't do that. Why? Because when is Chupa Goymer? Okay, so of course Chupa is going to be Goymer. It's like, you know, the guy that tries to open up the bottle and the other guy comes and opens it? He says, okay, you made it easier for me because you already opened it halfway. So Kesef is not Goymer. Shkoya Chupa is Goymer because you have Kesef beforehand. Doesn't make you stronger than me. So the Gemara's question is, we don't have a Kal v'Chomer here, Bechlal. You're telling me Chupa is more Chomer than Kesef is not true. It's just because you have Kesef first, so therefore Chupa can be Goymer. But you have one guy, like, you know, opens it up a little bit, the other guy comes and goes, you see, I'm stronger than you. It's not true. That's the Gemara's question. Got it? Says the Gemara, I have an answer to that, Kasha. My answer is as follows. Ma Kesef eino Goymer. Achar Kesef. Chupa, which is Goymer, Achar Kesef. So now, let's look at this again. Is Kesef Goymer?
No.
Even Achar Kesef is a Goymer?
No.
Is Chupa Goymer?
Yeah.
Achar Kesef, it is Goymer? So we now even the playing fields, okay? Which is, let's take someone else, okay? You want to say that, let's say Laser tries opening the bottle, and he can't. right? So he says, and then I open it. He says, oh, it's just because I weaken it for you. I say, okay, ladies, smarty pants, let's have a test. Aaron, I want you to weaken the bottle, okay? Do that for us. And now we're both going to try to open it. Okay? We both try to open it. Two bottles. And I open it, he doesn't. Who's stronger? Same thing over here. Look, Kesef is not going Meracher Kesef. Chuppah is going Meracher Kesef. Which one is stronger? Chuppah is stronger. Clear. Even the playing field. And still Chuppah is stronger. So much so that Rabbi Yaakov Shekalevsky says, I don't even understand what Rabbi was talking about. This is awesome. This is awesome. This is great. I got a great Kal V'Chomer here. Comes Tosis and says, I got a different problem. Tosis has not got a different problem. Tosis says, okay, you're right. Chuppah is more Chomer. But you're going from Chuppah here to down here. Chuppah is not Goymer, but Chuppah is Koina. Which Chuppah is Goymer? Which Chuppah is Goymer? The Chuppah Acher Kesef. Then you got to make Chuppah Koina Acher Kesef. Sorry, Charlie. You can't do that. You can't move away from what your Melamed was. This is Soif Dina. The bottom of the din. You got a Kal V'Chomer. I'm masking there's a Kal V'Chomer here. But when was Chuppah Goymer? Only Acher Kesef. When is Chuppah going to be Koina? Only Acher Kesef. That's not going to help you? Your problem, okay? Because Dayo Lava Menadin Lias Kenidon. I cannot take Chuppah out of its environment and say and move it over. Chuppah is Goymer Acher Kesef. So too Chuppah is going to be Koina Acher Kesef. That's Dayo. So it's a totally different question of the Gemara. The Gemara's question was, there is no Kal V'Chomer here, because Chuppah is only Goymer Acher Kesef. So the Gemara, I'll make the Kal V'Chomer, but even after you make the Kal V'Chomer, there's still a problem on Soif Dina over here. How do you do that? Answers Tosfos. Guess what? Rav Huna Paskin's like Rabbi Tarfon, that doesn't hold of Dayoy. He doesn't hold up Dayoy in certain cases. Heichod demifrach Kal V'Chomer. When your Kal V'Chomer is going to end up being irrelevant, then we'd rather scratch Dayoy than the Kal V'Chomer. So over here, is Chuppah going to help you to be Koina Acher Kesef? Is Chuppah going to help you be Koina Acher Kesef? No, why? Because you already have Kesef, Koina. And I was just saying, Chuppah is going to be if Kesef is Koina, Chuppah is Koina Acher Kesef. Okay, you already have Kesef. What do you need? You don't need Chuppah for it. So then your Kal V'Chomer basically became irrelevant. Therefore, we're going to drop. We're not going to say Dayo over here. That's Tosfos' answer. Says Tosfos. Only when it will leave us with a Kal V'Chomer, but it will be a restricted Kal V'Chomer. Over here, we're being left with nothing. Says Tosfos. You don't need it anymore. So now, Rabbi Isai, Lemaisa, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Tarfon or doesn't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon? The Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. So now, can the Rambam paskin like Rav Huna? No. So I have another reason why the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav Huna, because the whole Rav Huna is built on a yisoid of Rav Tarfon, which says you don't say dayoy. But if you don't hold like Rav Tarfon, you can't hold like Rav Huna. So maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't hold like Rav Huna, not because he holds you need a chuppah that's ru'iyah lebiya, but because he holds of this a call of dayoy. Okay. Fine. Says Tosis, says the Gemara Vayter. I think that the Gemara's question is strong. It's saying you don't have a Kal V'Chomer. Right. Gemara is saying there is no Kal V'Chomer. Tosis is saying there's a Kal V'Chomer, but I have a Dayo issue. Within the Kal V'Chomer, there's an issue.
So that says it's jumping the gun.
What do you mean?
There's 23 lines, the Gemara's going to knock out the Kal V'Chomer.
No, but the Gemara rebuilds the Kal V'Chomer according to Abaye. We rebuild it. Even after you rebuild it, you have your Dayo problem. Yeah, it's even on a bay. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the Dibra Maschel. I don't know why it's the way.
Well, according to who, it's
the way because the question is irrelevant.
Why is it not relevant?
Because the Maschel,
there is no Kal V'Chomer. There is a Kal V'Chomer according to
a bay.
Okay, so it's relevant here and later. I don't know.
According to Rebbe, Tor Rebbe just said that. This new
Kavachimer
now is like so beautiful
and
whatever.
Then Yaakov Meshach
Kalevsky. Right. This is a question.
What?
Meaning, according to him, it sounded like it was so
pushy. No, but if you hold a Rav Tarfon, That's a question. Maybe he doesn't hold the. Yeah, that's what Moshe is trying to say. He doesn't hold the Reb Tarfon. Therefore, he couldn't do it. But if you hold the Reb Tarfon, then you know it places to answer this question also. Everyone's questions got answered. So I don't understand what Rava's problem was. We're gonna see hopefully soon. That's Vim Toimer. Says Tosis Viter. Lidi Dun. The Amar the Chupa ain't a koina. We hold not like Rav Huna. Chupa is not koina. Name of the Kesef Goimer Achar Kesef Mikal the Choimer. The Chupa. Ma Chupa she'ena koina Goimeres. Kesef she'koina ain't a din she'yigmar. Says Tosis that I have my own Kal the Choimer. I would like to make Kesef be Goimer. I would like to make Kesef be Goimer. How from a Kal the Choimer? Chupa is not koina. Then it's Goimer. Kesef, which is Koine, it should for sure be Goimer. That's Toises' Kasha. So make Chuppah be Goimer. As a frek Toises. Make Kesef be Goimer. I would like to suggest that according to Rashi, this Kasha doesn't start. Because what is Chuppah? According to Rashi. What? It's an Ishus. Right? It's a reality. So is Kesef Ishus? No, it's not Ishus. So you want to make a Kal V'Chomer, it's not going to work. Similar to the Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua has a question. Why don't we learn out from Isha that an Amma can be Nikna with Chuppah? Says the Pnei Yeshua, listen, Chuppah is Ishus. Chuppah doesn't work for Amma. It doesn't compute. It doesn't make any sense. Chuppah is Maisa Nikna L'Shem Nisuin. L'Shach Klab Amma Evriah. It's only by chasen kala. So we're also, what are you going to make kesef into chuppah? How can kesef be goimer? It doesn't make sense. It's ishus. If you hold like toisvis lishitasoi that says it's just an acquisition. You start with kesef, you finish with chuppah. Okay, maybe you can finish with kesef. You start with kesef, finish with kesef. Why not? That's his kasha. But Rashi says no. Kesef is just a way to reserve the isha. Nisuin is ishus. Kesef is for sure not ishus.
Why not?
Some people might think kesef is ishus, but for most of us, it's a relationship.
Okay, but there's chuppah. Is that trying to make a
kavachomer? Kavachomer is not going to help because we're not trying to make a din. We're trying to make a metzias. It's a metzias of ishus. It's a maisa ishus.
So after matan Torah, there's a metzias of ishus.
No, what do you mean? There's no new material. We said it's not. That's why, if you remember the beginning of the Zman, we said, I had a chuppah v'kiddushin. Why did it say chuppah before kiddushin? Because koine matan Torah, we had chuppah already. It's only achar matan Torah, mechadesh kiddushin. But the chuppah is the same chuppah. It's ishus. The only thing you do ishus with is with ishus.
Isn't chuppah just...
Yeah. There might be different...
Can we include some other things into ishus as well?
We don't... Why can't we?
Yeah.
Because it's not a din. It's a metzias. How else does a husband die other than dying? Can he die other ways other than dying?
I don't know.
Here, because you're a doctor. That's why. But most of us understand that death is death. So ishus is ishus. We're not. Kesef is a maisa kinyan. You want to make it into a maisa, but it's not into, it's not a metzias. So ishus is ishus. So
quite the day you have a kal v'chomer, right?
But
is that not true? You have a kal v'chomer.
So over there, the Pnei Yeshua says that you have a hekesh. Make Amma do Chuppah. But it doesn't work. Chuppah does not work
I'm
for
saying, the same way over there. I'm saying, maybe, well, why is that a good enough answer?
Because Vais the Chais. What?
Maybe Taka let Chuppah work by Amma.
But because it doesn't work.
You have a Kavu Chaimer.
But
it's not Yishus. You have a Kavu Chaimer.
But a Kavu Chaimer is not going to work on something that doesn't make sense.
Isn't Chuppah just a simple idea?
It doesn't.
Kavu Chaimer. You have a
Kavu Chaimer. Maybe you wouldn't say it by yourself. That's why you have a Kavu Chaimer. That's why you have a Kavu Chaimer, because you wouldn't say it by yourself.
No, but it's something that it doesn't. It's not Nitin Le'omer. It's not Nitin Le'omer. This is the Pnei Yeshua says. He says, you have a Hekish. Very nice. Chuppah cannot work for Amma. It just can't. I don't care what your Hekish is. It can't work for Amma. It doesn't make any sense. So same thing over here. You cannot make a Kavu Chaimer to make Kesef into Ishus. Kesef is not Ishus. Ishus is Ishus. We all know what Ishus is. Ishus is Ishus. Ishus is living together under one roof is marriage. That's marriage. That's Chuppah. It could be Yichud. It could be under a Talas. It could be. But the point is, the two of them are coming together. They're doing an act of Ishus.
Is Chuppah actually Ishus or just a symbol? Of
that? That might be. We're going to see that soon. Might be a symbol of Ishus. We'll see.
It's a symbol that you could include other things like Kesef.
Kesef is not a symbol of Ishus, though. Yichud is a symbol of Ishus. something together. There has to be some sort of relationship. Kesef is not, it's not, you know, people get married today and they keep separate bank accounts. You know what I mean? But you can't be married and not live in the same house.
Why this was kashrus only?
Only what? No, because according to Rav Huna, that holds chuppa is kaina, so you can't make kavah chaymer.
Okay, well, let's make a kavah chaymer. I don't know that kesef, I didn't know before that kesef doesn't work for.
What?
I mean, it's not that there's a possibility that says that kesef doesn't work for. Like, at the beginning, when Rav Huna did the kavah chaymer, why he didn't do the kavah chaymer the other time?
You understand why Tosis' question is only the Didan, right?
Yeah, but no. Also, according to Ravuna, Ravuna could say the Kavachamer both.
He could have done it the other way.
Yeah,
but now that he's doing it this way, you can't. If he does it this way, you can't now do it the other way also. You want to know why didn't he do it that way? But the Maisa, once he does it this way, he can't do it the other way. If Chuppah is Kaina.
Actually, the question is, what's a, there's not Kavachamer.
Okay, that's a different question. It's a different question. In other words, you're asking a question of why didn't Rav Huna do it that way? But once he did it this way, now you can't ask the Kavah Chaymer.
It's worse. What's the Kavah Chaymer at all?
Why?
There's no Kavah Chaymer because we don't know. Why Chuppah is better than Kesef? Because we don't know. There's no possibility.
So you have no Makar, so therefore it's not.
So why it's better?
Because then it's not. No, then if there's no makar, then it is, and it's not.
So
is Kesef Goymer?
B over here and X, and B and X. Why is okay. This better than that?
You asked this question already, if you will, right?
Yeah.
We'll deal with it later. I got it. We'll deal with it later. I got. Yeah. I got it. Okay. What's Tosis' teretz? V'yesh Loymer. D'loy matzila achuche sheyigmar ela achar Kesef kechupa. My ulmi, hi kesef, mei kesef. Says Tosfos, you want to make a kal v'chomer and you want to make kesef be goymer, that's fine. But kesef is only going to be goymer achar kesef. And that won't work. L'matzi lo chuchish yigmer ela achar kesef. Kechupa. My ulmi, hi kesef, mei kesef. Saying, chupa is goymer achar kesef, so kesef also should be goymer achar kesef. But that can't be. My ulmi, hi kesef, mei kesef. So can kesef be goymer achar kesef? Why not? Because my ulmi, my kesef. Do you have a good kal v'chomer?
Yeah.
Yeah. In theory, can kesef be goymer achar kesef? In theory, yes. What's the only reason kesef's not goymer achar kesef?
Because it's the same thing.
Because it's the same thing.
One's stronger than the other. You have a little svara why it doesn't make sense for kesef, but you have a kal v'chomer. That's telling me kesef does. Could be goymer.
So we're keeping the kavah chomer, but then all that means is kesef is goymer achar kesef, but kesef can't be goymer achar kesef. So you're left with a kavah chomer that's going to fall flat.
No, why don't you say that the kavah chomer is teaching you that kesef could be goymer?
Right.
It does achar kesef.
No, why achar kesef?
Because if you can't make a kavah chomer without that.
No, switch kesef in for something else. Chuppah.
What does that mean?
Kesef could be goymer achar something. Why?
Okay, so we'll get that. So the Masha asked that question. Hold on a second. So it comes out as follows, Rabbi Isai. In reality, Kesef can also be Goymer Achar Kesef. Is that true?
Yeah.
Does Kesef have the Koyach to be Goymer Achar Kesef? Is it Goymer Achar Kesef? No. But it's only because of a technical issue. So I could understand maybe why Rava didn't like this. Kesef is not goymer achar kesef. That's not true. Kesef is goymer achar kesef. It won't happen because my only achar is my kesef, but kesef does have a koyach to be goymer achar kesef from kavah chomer. That's why Rava didn't like it, says Rav Kalevsky. Because the only reason is because my only achar is my kesef. Kopanim, the Marsha asked a question. Okay, what about kesef achar shtar? What about that? What about kesef being goymer achar shtar? Says the Marsha and the Tosfos Tuch, they both say the same thing. Tosfos Tuch is a Rishon, the Marsha is Mechavin. My Omei HaKesef Mei HaShtar. What is Shtar? It's a form of Kinyan. What's Kesef? An equal form of Kinyan. So you do Kesef after Shtar is also not going to be any better. So we basically are stuck over here.
So why don't you say it's Kesef after Chuppah or Bia?
Okay, maybe after Bia.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Won't be any better.
Bia is not necessarily a form of Kinyan. It's also
Ishus.
What? Bia is also Ishus. It's an act of Ishus.
Kesef is no better. My Ulmi. How is Kesef better than whatever you did? Whatever it was, says the Marsha, it's not going to be
better. It's just.
What does my Ulmi mean? what's better. It doesn't mean it has to be different. It has to be better. It's not better. It's in no way better. Kesef is not going to be able to goymer achar anything. Because it's my only kesef, mishtar. My only kesef from anything. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh, that's what the Tosfos Tuch and the Marsha say. The Shaila is, in fact, the Marsha, okay, so how can Rav Huna hold that Chuppah is going to do Koine and do Nisuin? My only, Hai Chuppah, me Hai Chuppah. Same thing. The same way you said, my umi I kesef, my I kesef. Why don't you say, my umi I chuppah, my I chuppah? So how does Rav Huna say, chuppah is going to be koina and goymer? Hold on a second. Tosfos says you can't be goymer and koina, so why can't you be koina and goymer? Kesef can't do both, why can chuppah do both? Says Yaakov Weinstein in a Chanami. Maybe they're not doing both. You know who says this, really? Before Rashi? More explicitly than Rashi, not before. The Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh actually says, my ul mehai chuppah mehai chuppah. He says the same words. It's beautiful. Take a look. We gave out the Maror Mekoymus. Chuppah shema'achelos betruma in a din shetikin. It's on the front page. It says, v'kivan shehi koine gam hi goymeres. De my ul meh de chuppah shachakach liyaz goymeres tvei meh chuppah zu. My ul mehai chuppah mehai chuppah. Where did Tosfos HaRosh get that phrase from? My ul mehai mehai? Tosfos said it by Kesef. Says the same thing by Chuppah. Rashi, it's not going to be Shver either, as Yaakov Weinstein pointed out. Because it's not that I'm doing, that Chuppah's doing both. I'm skipping out on Erisin. It's Yikmam Khan, Beloy Erisin, and Achanami. It'll work without it.
So why you can do that in Kesef?
What?
And you can't do that in Kesef by Kesef?
No. No.
Why not?
You're going into Tosfos HaRosh or in Rashi?
In Tosfos. So what's the difference?
Because the Kal v'Chomer won't allow you to do it. The Kal v'Chomer only works Acher Kesef. Ma Chuppah She'ein O'Koine Goymer. It's only Goymer Acher Kesef. So Kesef She'Koine Din She'Yigmar Acher Kesef. You can't do it without. You can't skip. You can't do that.
Why don't you switch it?
Okay, so can't switch it.
No, you could. Chuppah is Goymer Acher Chuppah, right? We know that's true.
Chuppah's not Goymer Acher Chuppah. It's not. Other my ul mehai chuppah mehai chuppah.
We end up saying a teretz why it works, but it's
not goyim achar chuppah. It's either
it's a bia or it's one chuppah.
It's either bia. What? Okay, we have to get there. Hold on a second. Not there yet. Okay, don't ask questions things you didn't see yet. Okay, Rabbi Sai. So hold on a second. Hold on a second. Says Tosfos another teretz, and this is what I want to ask my kasha, Rabbi Sai. Says Tosfos HaRosh, Oy Shema L'Rav Huna Chuppah Koine Ubiya She'achar Kach Goymeres. So Tosfos is saying, I still have my problem of my Ol Mehai Chuppah Mehai Chuppah. I'll solve the problem. How? I'll change from Chuppah to Bia. Now, I got a problem here. My problem is as follows. Does Kesef work Achar Kesef? Does Kesef work Achar Shtar? No. Does Bia work Achar Bia? No. Tosfos says Bia doesn't work. Does Chuppah work Achar Chuppah? So why does Chuppah work Achar Bia? Why does Bia work Achar Chuppah? Well, the same thing. Thing is saying, just substituting isn't gonna just because it's different. We don't need different. Different doesn't help us. My Omi. Oh, so we have to say that. Bia is only from Chuppah. What's Chuppah? Chuppah is a type of Ishus. What's the epitome of Ishus? Bia is the epitome of Ishus. So therefore, for sure, is Shtar any better Kinyan than Kesef? Shtar any better Kinyan than Kesef? Is Kesef any better Kinyan than Shtar? No. So my Ulmi, I Kesef, my Kesef. My Ulmi, I Chuppah, my Chuppah. But Bia is a Vada Ulmi. Bia's taka ulmi.
So let's do Bia achar kesef.
You can do Bia achar kesef. You can also do Bia achar chuppah.
But Tosfos is saying, Bia's loymer de loymatzi.
Loymatzi, no kesef achar kesef. But we're trying to teach you that kesef is goymer. Not to be kind of, it's goymer.
Why can't we say that if you don't have diet, why can't we say that kesef is the same as kesef?
Because the whole Kal V'Chomer is only, it's without Dayo. Listen. Ma Chuppa Eino Koine Goymer, when is Chuppa Goymer?
I'm serious.
Also Kesev, which is Koine, it's for sure Goymer. Acher Kesev, that's not Dayo, that's the whole Kal V'Chomer.
Yes.
No, that's not what Dayo is. You can't just like that. We spoke about it for a second. It's not like you just go anywhere you want. Kesev is Koine, it's Goymer. That's not a Kal V'Chomer. Dayo is when there's Be'etzim a Kal V'Chomer, it's just. There's proportional, and you have to proportionally cut it down. But it has to have a. Okay, Rabbi Isai, there's another Shita here, which is Shita of Tosfos Tuch, which is very interesting. The Tosfos Tuch says, you know what happens? Chuppah is going to be Kaina, Acher Chuppah. This is a fourth sheet. We're going to go through all four sheets again in the Sikkum. Says the Tosfos Tuch, yeah, Chuppah is Koina Acher. And if you want to say, may I Chuppah, I'll tell you. Techi'ika Chuppas Harbe Mikarva Lotve. What does that mean? Creates closeness. Closeness. Closeness is a form of Ishus. Says the Tosfos Tuch, more chuppah, more ishus. So you can do chuppah, by kesef, it's my ul mehai kesef mehai kesef. It's my ul mehai kesef mehai kesef. But by chuppah, ul mehai chuppah mehai chuppah. Because each chuppah is giving you more kirva. Yeah. So I think that depends. Tosfos HaRosh clearly holds not like that. Tosfos HaRosh says, "My only chuppah, my chuppah." No, you can't do two chuppahs. And Tosfos HaRosh says, "You can do two chuppahs." What's the machloikas? I think the machloikas is as follows. Yoni had asked me, "Is chuppah just like a symbolic act? It's like a ceremony we do in front of a lot of people. It's just symbolically, I'm bringing her into my home. If it's just a symbolism, then my only chuppah, my chuppah. It's not a real kirva. It's just a symbolism. If chuppah is more than that, if it's not just a symbolic act, but it's actual kirva, I can understand. It might be machlekes. Some rishonim hold chuppah is yichud. Yichud is no one else is in the room. It's just the two of you alone. That's called intimate. Many rishonim hold chuppah is just, you know, you got the Masada Kedushin under the chuppah over there. You've got, like, the parents under the chuppah. It's not that intimate under there, you know? It's not. So it's a symbolic act. It's like it's symbolically you know, you go out and you bring her into your house, and it's just a ceremony. If it's a ceremony, the way that Tosfos holds, says Tosfos, my ul mehai chuppah mehai chuppah. Bia, different story. That's real ishus. Chuppah is just a symbolic act. Says the Tosfos Tuch, it's not just a symbolic, it's yichud. It's intimacy. They're alone together in a room. They do it again, there's more intimacy. The more they get to know each other, the more the closer they get. So every chuppah is nitoisif, because chuppah is yichud. But as chuppah is just, you know, standing under a canopy, that's just a ceremony.
And the chuppah.
What?
How do you get more ishus? Once somebody's fully married, you can't say if they're married for another week, they'll be even more closer.
Well, they'll be closer, but they're not going to be more ishus, but they definitely will be closer. It could be according to Tosfos Tuch, you could do bi'achar bi'ah. Right. It could be even according to Tosfos HaRosh, you could do bi'achar bi'ah. The only thing you can't do is chuppah achar bi'ah. Can't do bi'ah, whatever. Can't do chuppah achar chuppah, but bi'achar bi'ah, maybe he agrees, because everyone agrees bi'ah is ishus mamash. Shailah just is, if chuppah is just a symbolic act, that could be. Akoponim Rabbeisai, we went through, there's a lot of many interesting details over here. We have finished the sugya of chuppah. We have to deal with this tzad hashava. We have isolated the sugya of Yeshna Baal Karcha, Eino Baal Karcha, with Beis Hashem Blinetta tomorrow. We're going to get into that. And hopefully next week start the new sugya of Ketzad B'Kesef.
Hey, Bia works by Yavam.